Please email info@wgxc.org for more information. Thank you for your contribution.
Columbia County Sanctuary Movement is proud to announce Hudson's annual Latinx Parade and Festival. There will be food, music, art, children's activities, and a festive celebration. The pre-party is Saturday, September 14th at Hudson Brewing Company, and the festival is on Sunday, September 15th from 1 to 6 p.m. at the Hudson Waterfront Park. The parade steps off at 1 p.m. at the Public Square on 7th Street and ends at the park. More information can be found at www.ccsmny.org.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Christiana Abel in Housatonic, Massachusetts. WGXC monthly supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Hey there. You're listening to the Playing Favorite Show with Brendan Donegan. Today I've got a treat, not just for classical music lovers, but also for anyone who enjoys composers with a talent for mystery and imagination. I'm playing the highlights of the first three books of the Hungarian composer George Ligeti's Piano Etudes, as well as some of his earlier pieces. The performer for most of these works is the awesomely talented Pierre-Laurent Aimard. There are only a handful of pianists who can play these pieces with the flair and technical ability they demand. As for Ligeti, there's a lot of information out there. Check out his Wikipedia entry and go from there. There's a deeply moving French documentary on YouTube that you can find. So here we go with a piece from Book 1 of the Etudes. It's called Disorder.
Thank you.
Five pieces from the first book of George Ligeti's Piano Etudes, as performed by the virtuoso Pierre-Laurent Aimard. These were, in order from the top, Disorder, a title I've never been able to translate, Corps David, Empty Chords, I don't know, Fanfares, Arc-en-Ciel, Rainbow, and Autumn in Warsaw. If you're hearing undertones of Bartok, Debussy, Steve Reich, Satie, and even the jazz pianist Bill Evans, you're not mistaken. Ligeti was always gracious in his acknowledgement of those whose work influenced him. Let's hear two pieces from his second book of etudes. We're starting with a piece called Metal, as in iron or steel. It's all and only on WGXE, 90.7, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson, New York. Listener-supported radio for open ears.
Thank you.
We have a 30-second sustained fade-out on that one. That was a piece called, excuse me, The Devil's Stairway by George Ligeti. You'll find it as number 13 in his second book of piano etudes. You'll see a great version of it on YouTube if you look up The Devil's Stairway. It's very popular because it really shows off the skills of a pianist. Next up, selections from an early body of work called Musica Ricercata. It can mean, I guess, researched music. And if you look at the French meaning of recherché, precious or arty, some of it was censored as dangerous by the Hungarian communist regime. So you're going to be listening to some dangerous music here on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson, New York.
Thank you.
That was the supremely eerie piece, number 11, from Ligeti's Musica Ricercata. It's called, the directions are called Andante Misurato e Tranquillo. I think the emotion it evokes is far from tranquil. As for the other pieces, I forget which one frightened the Hungarian regime to call it dangerous, but I'll bet it wasn't the waltz. Next up, the third book of Etudes. The piece I really want to play before all others, is called White on White. These came out in the end, near the end of Ligeti's life. And the last one, I think, is the most moving, most beautiful etude that he wrote. See if you can identify the song that it comes from, or the tune. I don't know if it's a song. Let's go.
Thank you.
Yeah, that tune, name that tune. That tune, I think, is Deutschland, Deutschland, über alles. Ligeti broke the tune and reset it as something deeply poignant. Many of Ligeti's relatives were murdered by the Nazis during the war as Jews. Although in interviews he always maintained his composure when they asked him about his life under the fascists and the Nazis in Hungary, he didn't say much. Maybe he let the music do the talking, but he did go to Germany after the war in the 1950s to study experimental music. I don't know. Let's hear, on a lighter note, Capricciosos. I don't know, but they're beautiful pieces of music, not played by Pierre Laurent Aimard. I'll tell you more in a minute, but let's hear those. They'll kind of clear the air a little bit.
Thank you.
We heard from the top Victor Stanislavski on piano playing two of Ligeti's caprices at the Van Cliburn competition, followed by Thomas Hell, playing for Irina from the third book of Ligeti's Etudes. So that's about all the time we have for today. Thanks for listening to the Playing Favorite Show with Brendan Donegan. Have an awesome week. Stay well, walk tall, and I'll see you back here at 90.7 next Monday, September 9th at 11 a.m. on WGXC, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, your listener-supported community radio station for open ears. Stay tuned for the Deep Threes music show coming up shortly at 12 o'clock.